Radio.
Hi and welcome to LSC Radio. I'm Sabrina, and whatever you're up to this afternoon, I've got lots of information to share that will definitely interest you. Our topic today is the well-known student life. Yeah, I know what comes to mind. Crazy parties, chaotic lifestyle, in a dirty, messed up room, on a low budget. But have you ever thought of living in a dormitory? Today, I have the pleasure of talking to two awesome young ladies. They will help me to answer some questions for you. So, everybody say hi to Christina. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
So you're 19 and you've been living in a dormitory for 1 year now. Do you still like it or would you like to move?
It definitely has advantages and disadvantages. I mean, it's always something going on here, like parties and stuff. And that's great and pretty cool, but sometimes it can be really annoying. For example, when you try to relax, and especially at the weekends, it's always loud and you hear people talking and laughing and, of course, loud music. So it always changes. Like, sometimes I love living here, but there are also times where I would like to live somewhere else.
Is it because you live in a shared flat?
No, that's pretty relaxed. We all like each other, so that's not really a problem.
And what can you tell us about the notorious student parties?
I remember a few times where these parties really escalated. Often it's not only loud and there are drunken people everywhere, but also many things get damaged, like doors or windows. But of course, most of the time those parties are great and a lot of fun.
Okay, and can you tell us any specific party stories?
No, not really, but maybe you should ask our neighbors. Next to us there's also a shared flat, but only with guys, and I hear them nearly every weekend. Then I hear Taylor Swift music coming from their flat and they sing along to every song. I really don't want to know what's going on there.
Okay, that sounds really weird.
Yeah.
Speaking about shared flats, do you prefer living with a roommate?
Actually, I like living in a shared flat. I mean, you're never lonely and there's always someone you can talk to. And if you don't want to see the others, you can just go to your room. And of course, you meet new people, and I think often long-lasting friendships develop here.
Okay, Christina, thank you very much for your time. And of course, thanks for all that information. Without losing any time, we'll talk to Lina, who also lives in a dormitory. Let's ask her for her impressions. Hi Lina, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
We already got some information from Christina, and now we're going to talk about other important aspects. How high or low are the costs for a dormitory? And I heard you lived in a regular flat before. Was the rent higher?
Yes, it was definitely more expensive living in a normal flat, because here I don't have to pay extra for water and electricity. It's all included in the price for the room, so the only extra costs I have is the internet.
And is it easy to apply for? Were there any waiting lists? And of course, how did you apply?
Yeah, well, you have to register online for the dormitory, and there you can decide whether you want to share your flat or prefer living on your own and so on. And you can also indicate your price limit. And then you're on a list, and sometime, if you're lucky, you'll be contacted.
Is there a possibility to choose a specific dormitory or room?
Yes, you can specify the dormitories where you perhaps don't want to live or where you prefer to live. For a while, there was the possibility for the flatchers to advertise their flat on pages like WG gesucht and so on, but I think now this isn't possible anymore.
And besides that important information, are there any funny stories or maybe interesting experiences you want to share with us?
Well, at some parties, sometimes a bed is thrown out of the window, so there you should always be careful. But apart from that, everything is very civilized.
And are there any rituals for people who have just moved into the dormitory?
Well, yes, I've heard that in some dormitories people have to run naked over the campus before they're accepted. But I didn't have to do that, thankfully, and maybe it isn't even true.
Okay, so you were lucky. Thanks for taking the time to share that information with us.
Oh, no problem. It was a pleasure and I really love LSC Radio and how you present all those topics.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate that. Did you like today's show? Then you will definitely like next week's topic. Have you ever dated your classmate or even creepier, your prof? So if you have any experience with that, call or email us. We're already excited about what you've got to tell us. Tune in next time.
Radio.
From students for students.